Rather than using the analogy of whitewashed tomb, the one we would probably use more commonly today in our society would be to say someone who is fake. So we would say someone who is fake is someone who presents one thing on the exterior while there's another thing that's going on in the interior. And that's always the danger, is that we can present one image to the world, whereas secretly behind closed doors, we're doing another image in that place. It's always a temptation that there's two versions, because in reality, there are two versions for all of us. There's always the true self, but there's also the false self. There's a part of our heart that has given ourselves fully over to God, and there's the part that does not yet belong to God. And so one of the things that can help with breaking down the barrier between the two is in humility and vulnerability, when we acknowledge first to ourselves, but then to others as well, that we're not perfect. Especially to our loved ones, it's good to do that. Part of the priest group that I belong to is that we have a custom of admitting to each other and of being accountable for any of those areas of our lives where maybe there are certain struggles, where there are ways that our interior does not yet conform to the life of what a priest should be. We pray for each other, we do that, but we say, it's that way of saying, I want to be fully conformed to Christ. The danger with the Pharisees and Sadducees is they weren't just lying to others, they were lying to themselves as well. There was that inauthenticity, and they built up to places to a point where they didn't even see oftentimes that they were doing anything that was wrong or that was inauthentic. So the first step, again, in breaking that down is to say, Lord, I want to acknowledge where is it that I fall into sin? Where is it that I realize that I am not yet fully conformed to you? Just doing that helps so much in avoiding the very thing that Jesus is condemning in today's gospel. Then after admitting that to ourselves and to God, it's trying to admit it to some other people who we trust, who we're close to, and to say, I realize that I'm having this particular struggle, that there's this area of my life where I'm not yet fully conformed to Christ. By offering that in a spirit of vulnerability and inviting in prayer, that helps us to receive that grace of the Holy Spirit. The sacraments that we're about to be blessed to receive are also a wonderful opportunity for us to enter into this. In just a moment, we'll see Oratu have the opportunity to receive what are called the sacraments of initiation, of baptism, of having the opportunity to receive confirmation, and of her first Holy Communion as well. And each of the sacraments of initiation are meant to be ways where we say, Lord, I give over to you any of these places in my life where my heart is not yet fully conformed. I desire in baptism, wash me of these things, Lord. In confirmation, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In First Holy Communion, the Eucharist, nourish me, Lord. Give me that strength and that grace I need to avoid those things that I cannot avoid myself. So the sacraments of initiation are those beautiful ways. For those who have already received the sacraments of initiation, we pray for the activation fully of those graces. So often, we who have already received all the sacraments of initiation, we have not yet fully allowed there to be an activation. And so whenever we have the blessing of witnessing someone who will be a sister in Christ with us in the sacraments of initiation, it's an opportunity for all of us who have received those sacraments to say, and Lord, activate more fully that grace of baptism, confirmation, and communion within me, so that my heart and my life will be more fully conformed to you, that I'll have more of that interior authenticity that I seek.